The Cat Who Wanted to Go Home by Jill Tomlinson. Read by Maureen Lipman. Chapter 1. An Unusual Basket. Susie was a little striped cat. She had stiffly starched white whiskers and a fine pair of football socks on her front paws. Susie lived in the house of a fisherman in a little seaside village in France. The fisherman had four sons. Pierre was 10 years old, Henri was 8, Paul was 6, and Gabby was 4. So when they stood in a row, they looked like a set of steps. All the boys played with Susie, and they took her with them everywhere. Pierre, the eldest one, made Susie a scratching post by wrapping a bit of old carpet round one of the fat legs of the big kitchen table. Susie could sharpen her claws whenever she liked. Henri knew which were the best tickly places on her spotted tummy. Although all the rest of her was covered with black stripes, Susie's tummy was fawn with black spots. Henri said she was a tiger on top and a leopard underneath. Anyway, he was a jolly good tickler. Paul made a toy for her. He tied a piece of crackly paper to the end of a long piece of string and pulled it along the ground for her to chase. Susie could run very fast, and Paul could not keep ahead of her for very long. She would pounce and catch the paper again and again. Paul would stand still to get his breath back and dangle the bit of paper just out of reach above her head. Susie would leap and leap to catch it, with Paul jerking it away when she got too near. Paul was great fun. But Gabby, the youngest, was the best. Susie adored him. And for a very odd reason. Gabby didn't know the proper way to stroke it.